No, everything happens for a reason. Again, it's the only industry where everyone knows your job better than you. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to interview someone, and it's your, you know, that's your trade. You know, but you know, in this day and age, I think society, you know, it tends to know the answers and the magic formulas, and everyone knows what's for best. And hindsight's a wonderful thing. You know, we went into a game on Saturday after looking at Dover away at Southport the week before. We thought that they got exploited down the sides of the centre halves. You know, mobility hurt them. When we've looked at little bits of Dover, we thought the pitch was going to be better than what it was, to be able to get in range, to slip balls down the sides, to get little Jack and Mullers onto it. But, you know, there was good signs of that at times where we nearly got in, or the touch or whatever let us down. But, you know, we went with a game plan to try and win the game. This Saturday would be the same. We've looked at Bury, you know, against Tamir in the JPT the other day. We've looked and studied the DVD when we played them in the JPT. We've spoken to other managers who, you know, we know very well, who've played against them recently. We'll set something up to make sure that we can go out to give ourselves the best possible chance of winning the game. You know, I never want to go into a game to go, right, we're going to play for a point today or whatever. You know, we try and win every game, and that's what we'll continue to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, things go on in the week in training. You know who's in good form, who's not. You know who's, you know, might be under the weather, who's flying high, who's had a good game in the reserves, who's whatever it is. And you pick a side from that based on your whole week leading up to it. And you put them over that white line to go and do a job. It's not always going to happen. We're not always going to win. But I like to think that they always give it their all.
The injury situation?
Yeah, got one or two. You know, we usually missed last week. He was down to play. You know, that was, you know, one of the things that happened. We picked the team on the Wednesday last week, and he come in Thursday and was injured, so we had to juggle the pack a little bit. Obviously, we had the goalkeeper situation and one or two other little bits and pieces, but we've picked up a couple of niggles from last week. Some of the lads haven't played this week, training this week, and we've picked up one or two, you know, in the reserves yesterday. But Scott Davis will come back in. We've obviously got Joe. Rested, who's had a little bit of a relapse in training again with his ankles not being at 100%, so we're just trying to get him right now. But thankfully, we've got, you know, two keepers in on loan, while our two are out injured. So we'll have to see what happens over the coming weeks with regards to that situation. But as I say, there's one or two in the squad. You know, a team will be picked today. Work will be done. We know where we can maybe hurt Bury, but, you know, I've got to say they're a fantastic side and what a great squad. You know, there was only five on the bench the other day, and I was sat in the stands and the likes of Sedgwick walking around and Ryan Lowe and people like that. You know, so they have got a good squad. We don't know what we're going to come up against, but whatever team we come up against, it'll be a very tough challenge for us, but one we're going to rise to. And as I say, whoever's fitting well and whoever's in that team will be motivated, and, you know, they'll all know the roles and responsibilities, and they'll go out there and give it the best shot to try and give the fans something to sing about and try and get back to winning ways.